Yes, we're reaching the finale of the football season as the William Hill Scottish Cup final approaches. So we thought we'd get the whole gang together and look back at another memorable season in the SPFL Premiership. Nailed that.
Yeah,
yes.
Well done, son.
Frank, is this your first 5-8?
Yeah.
First 5-8?
5-8, no.
Right.
A couple of roomfuls.
By the way, these three boys have watched about 10 games between them this year, so just as well, we've got the main man, Derek, here to
pass. I don't know about that.
Right, lads. How would you sum up the season in your own words? Derek, you go first.
Do you know, I've really enjoyed it. The reason being, you look at the top six. What are they on? Is that lager? Anyway,
let's
get back to the football.
Right, go for it.
I just like the top six. All the big clubs are up there. You know, obviously Celtic at the top of the three, Rangers, then it's Killy, Aberdeen, Hearts, Hibs, you know, and then down the bottom, the playoffs, by the way, are absolutely magnificent. Dundee, obviously, are relegated, but, you know, you've got the usual Accies down there, you know, battling it out at the moment with St Mirren. Looked as if Motherwell were going to get dragged into it. Everybody's relegation favourites, Livingston, what a season they've had. They've been absolutely brilliant. Watched them in the Championship, but changed their kind of way of playing. This season, played a lot more football. Look at that back three, Gallagher, Halkett, Lithgow.
Do you know something?
No, he's Kevin, I was going to say as well, because we talk about that back three, but the goalie as well, Kelly, he's been absolutely top.
Thanks to Celtic as well.
They've been a joy to watch. So, there's been some... we criticise your game far too much, I think. There's a lot to applaud. I thoroughly enjoyed it, to be honest with you. And it's been a bit mad. There's been ups and downs. You look at the start of the season, Hearts looked as if they were going to make a challenge. That fizzled out. Kilmarnock stepped up to the mark. Thought they were going to take
that was
it.
Naismith again.
But then they get gubbed 5-0 at home with Celtic. Celtic absolutely done them in. And then, as you know, I get a bit excited on the 29th of December when Rangers beat Celtic. I thought it was a title challenge on, and that's just seemed to fizzle out. So, no, it's been
exciting.
It's been brilliant.
Too late.
Oh, you see the top six, bottom six. Are you a fan? What did you prefer, top or bottom?
Oh, I'm a top man.
No, but you're a fan of the split.
I've never been
done. Are you a fan of the split?
I'm a fan of the split. I'll tell you what, they were saying about it in the playoffs and all that as well. We've seen a bit of playoffs, they didn't want it, but when they started it, people didn't want it, and it's brilliant. Because it's just, at the end of the season, it just fizzles out, but now that everyone's keeping it going. So, because especially when Celtic are winning the league so early, it's
right, there's been hundreds of great highlights, and there's been a couple of terrible ones.
Yeah, I spent it one time. People, see when the sun comes out, it lights my hair. I swear, I don't go for highlight because it's really bad for your actual the roots and the scalp.
I've got mine a DVD.
He's looking great, isn't
he? Unbelievable.
What's your highlight of the season?
Unbelievable.
40 clothing. Oh, I was in yesterday, we were only meant to go in for a couple of t-shirts. And as you know, I don't go in for a couple of
half
t-shirts. I go in and ransack the place, which I did.
Brilliant.
Will I wear the stuff? Absolutely not.
What about highlight of the season? I think the highlight of the season has been Paul Slane's reintroduction to Scottish.
Well, I do believe, and I know we always joke, know that, and this is serious, I do believe, apart from Celtic and Rangers, the rest of the clubs, I'm bigger than every single one of the players put together.
Right.
Just based on what I've done this season, the moments I've produced have been unbelievable. But on the season, I think Derek's absolutely spot on. As I've said about the Premier League, I am sick to death of watching the big games. And it's boring pish, isn't it, Si?
Yes.
It really is, Derek. But one team gets it, Frank, and the other team just sits after them. Scotty football has been...
What's the word you come up with last time?
What's the word when it goes? It's Schmeichel. Non-stop.
Schmeichel.
Don't know.
Frantic. Frantic. It'd be frantic, but excellent. Excellently frantic.
Excellently frantic.
It's certainly not been frantic as in, this is giving me a sore head. It's been great. Nah. The passion, the energy. So it's been a great season. I've watched lots of...
I mean, some good football played this season.
No, you're right. And I think
the biggest thing, Livingston was the biggest. surprise for me.
You, like you not know about Livingston?
He just told you.
Kev, highlight the season.
I don't know, probably Celtic win the league again.
No, wow. Oh, you're a Rangers man.
I don't support anybody.
You are
but
royal blue. I know, so but sometimes died in the world, Rangers man.
It's like this, you've just got to go where you're paid.
I'm not
supporting you. Round and round the merry, okay. No, I'm
is that a circus?
He's a sitter on the fence, a big kid. You need some size of fence for that.
That's why I'm not going into 40 clothes, and I don't want to embarrass myself.
The thing is, at least don't lie, whoever wins the league, it's not 100%.
Can I give a wee mention to the Championship as well?
Yeah, I know you love it.
I watch a lot of the Championship games, and what you were saying there, Slaney, they have a go at each other in some of the games in that division. You should go home and watch everybody.
While it was really, really close, like when Gary Caldwell came to Partick Thistle, they were sitting in the relegation zones. But see, if he'd have won, like, there was a point there where they would have kept the wins going, he would actually only have been like maybe 5 or 6 points off the fourth place playoff. But they went the other way.
The problem is, when he came in, he started, he couldn't get it right.
No, but I think he'll get it right next year. But it's going to be, it's a good competitive league. There was points.
League Two was this year, eh?
Next year, Stranraer, Peterhead, me and Slaney's coming. Hospitality, we're getting
around. Absolutely.
Perfect. Open goal day out.
Still there?
Still there, mate.
Still there.
When are you going to come and watch the game?
Aye, sometime.
I'll come and watch.
When you get to spare 30 seconds.
We'll have a deal,
So are you signed up for next year?
Signed up for next year, mate.
Lucrative contract.
Well, of course.
Of course.
What about your partner here? Would you not get him involved?
There you go, we want him to come, but he's not too sure.
I don't know if I can say this.
You've had a better offer?
I don't know if I can say it.
Aye.
I would rather.
Aye, I'd get you. You don't need to say it on, I can get
you.
At
that level.
Aye, you're right.
But you know exactly, cut. Aye. I'd rather cut my...
Henry Hills off.
Exactly, aye. Right. Going to that level.
Breakout players. Kev, who's been your breakout player this year?
Probably Turnbull at Motherwell.
Yeah.
I think he's just got that.
Disagree. I would say Lewis Ferguson, much better than him. Much better than that.
But then I'm saying Turnbull, but also, no, because Derek's here, but his boys obviously had a lot of reviews as well this season. Very, very good. And I think he's one of those that will only get better with more games he plays and more experience he gains.
Can I ask you something about the boy Hasty? We keep arguing about it. It's 3 months he's played and he's getting raved up, which is quite
Frank,
right.
I'd agree with you before you even say it.
3 months?
I would agree with you.
He's going to Rangers, he's not going to get a game. Was
it Alava or Alava?
It's
longevity. If he starts the season next year, if he's at Motherwell or wherever he is,
he's going to Rangers, but I just thought, I was
he's got to date over a period of time. Consistency.
When I left, I was really working at a first team, you know, obviously.
So do you know
he's
going to
Rangers
first?
I own that, you know, and it's really interesting me talk about Turnbull, who's a terrific player, and as Hasty. For me, you talk about a breakout player, the boy Aribi. He's been a breath. He's a breath of fresh air. Why you play?
I like to talk about a guy for Liverpool. I like to talk about a for Liverpool.
He's a crack player. Two great goals.
No, Derek, I wouldn't say he's been. I think he's done it in fits and starts, the boy.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, you don't watch enough of him.
I do, I've seen a lot. I've seen him play really well, but I've also seen him.
I think he's a player that can make a difference.
See the boy Hasty, I've not actually seen a lot of him.
He's not got a lot of trickery, but it's just the pace and power, really direct.
He's only been there for 3 months. And I just think it's too, I think it's way.
But that's what Scottish football does that with young players.
He's played five or six
good games and we put them up here. Like we did with Ryan Gold, he went away and he's come back. You don't really talk about Ryan Gold anymore.
I can understand him saying it for Rangers, but getting loaned back to Motherwell or something. I think that would be ideal for him.
I agree with that. He needs to be playing.
I don't think he's going to get a game.
He needs to play. So,
Kev, would you have went, if you were Hasty, would you went to Rangers?
Oh, you've got to go because it's like an opportunity that might never come round again.
Yeah.
Footballing wise, a huge club. Money wise, it helps you financially, without a doubt. But ultimately, he needs to go to Rangers where, if he's not going to be playing, he needs to be loaned back somewhere to play and try and maximise potential. So in a season's time, then he might be ready for
Rangers. Can you imagine with Motherwell? I don't know why they've done the deal, because They need the money.
Aye.
It'd have been great to get the money, but also to get the player back for us. But St Mirren done it with...
That would make good business sense in both parts.
Yeah. He's done it last year, didn't he? Never made it at Celtic.
Right, how many donuts do you think you could do in another?
Oh, he's already done three.
Monster and donuts.
Well, I've had one.
I'm a breakfast every morning.
What, a donut?
A donut and a monster every single morning.
So the diet's getting better?
The diet's been great. Me and my wee Matt every morning.
How have you got abs like that? I'm sure that you need to show
the nation stand
up. Abs are unbelievable. It's incredible. Look at this, man.
How can you read?
I can't take that.
No, just lift it. Oh, my God.
Look at that, man.
I see the briefs.
Oh! And Holly, 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 Holly. So holly, 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 holly tonight. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's a better.
I've never woke up with a monster ever.
That's it,
you're every morning.
One of your choices, man.
No, oh, I've got a monster. Yeah.
Right, we need to give a mention, Derek. Go and talk us through the boys. The boys' season, he's been tremendous.
No, I think I should do it because...
On you go, you do it. He's always talking about it.
I think he's been great.
Good.
I think he's been a breath fresh air. Considering the family's came for you, he's incredible. No, but he's got... Listen, he's got his dad, he's got his uncle, so, I mean, if you kind of go to them for advice, then I think the boys get his... As Derek said, he's level headed.
Do you know what he does?
He thinks about his team. He's thinking about his team.
Derek McInnes and the backroom staff up there at Aberdeen are absolutely first class. He's played 43 games. Right for day dot. He missed three games because of a knee injury that he got in training. He's scored in Europe. Mm-hmm. You know, season kicked off early. He's been in semi-final, scores an important goal in the semi-final. He's been to a final.
His Burnley goal was brilliant as well.
He's come up with important goals and it's gone great. But you know, there's still a lot to work on.
He made a couple of mistakes this year, and he'll learn after, as you say. He'll learn after.
Oh, that's right. The physical side. He loves that. He loves the physical
side. He's going to learn after.
He's going to rein it in a wee time. He knows that. But I don't mind.
You ended up rolling a boot because. That, didn't you?
Well, Lewis got in between us.
Lewis did stop it. But I must say,
you never told us that we were the columns at Bottles Eyes as well.
But what I've got to say, Si, is listen, Lewis has had some one to one sessions with Slaney, you know, and I've got to say,
has it helped?
Aye, absolutely. Man, look at him, you know, he just. He's been off a notch the last few weeks.
I think the boy Lewis, I know, I think he's great. And I must say it because Derek's here, but I also would say if he wasn't here as well, I think he's absolutely great, the boy. And do you know the one at Hampden v Celtic? It happens, and you know what? See, when I was watching him when he came off, he was walking off the pitch, he got his heat down and just went in, and the Celtic fans were giving him a whole amount of abuse, and he just got his heat down and went off, and he'll learn for that. The boy, the season the boys has been absolutely brilliant, and I'll tell you what's massive, he's got the goals. Mm-hmm. And see you have, there's a difference between good players mm-hmm. and that next step, he's a match winner. He's a match winner, and he's got that side where he likes it. And I've spoke to players in the league. Well, we all know Celtic players. Mm-hmm.
James Forrest.
Because I don't speak to anybody else bar Celtic players. Or I mean, maybe speak to a few Rangers players because they're at that level. I will not embarrass myself speaking to the lower clubs. And they've actually said he's actually a really good player.
Oh, you see how he got his head down and went off and the fans abused him. If that was you and the fans were on you, what would you have done?
I would have jumped in the crowd and went wild with the fans. Started singing with the songs and cheering with the fans.
Kev, another one that's done well. Ryan Kent this year, been great for Rangers, isn't he?
Well, I think coming up, nobody really knew too much about him, but coming from a club like Liverpool, you'd expect him to do well, and there's a difference between expectancy and what you actually do. So for him to come up here and play some of the performance that he has done for Rangers, especially that performance at Parkhead when Rangers went down to 10 men, I thought he was incredible that day.
He
kind of grabbed the bull by the horns and nearly dragged Rangers a result.
And we'll keep on you, Kev. Signing of the season, who are you going?
Signing of the season?
You want to come back to you?
Come back to me, I don't even know who signed.
Anyone got one to sign in the season?
Well, I like the boy Max Lowe.
Max Lowe for Aberdeen, I'm
known. Aye, you know, and do you know something? I don't know the situation at the moment. I know he's a Derby player, but I think there might be something on the horizon.
What, to stay at Aberdeen?
Not so much Aberdeen.
Rangers?
There might be something
in that.
Because I tell you what, I've watched him often enough. I really like him, that pace. Mm. On the overlap, drive, he's got decent delivery. I think he ticks all the boxes.
You think he's a better player than Barisic?
Than who?
Barisic.
Aye.
Right. Not having him there.
No, but listen, he's a good player as well, but I just like the boy, though. I've watched him often enough, so...
By the way, we need to mention as well, did you get in trouble for leaking the Aberdeen team this year as well?
Oh, aye.
Full exclusives on the show, aye. You've been...
There was a few people not happy with me, but I'm not too bothered at my age.
Does Lewis get a bit of stick for the boys at your analysis?
I don't know. I don't ask him too much. I think he might be... I don't know if we're on next.
Has he ever come in the house and said, die, right, just raining a bit?
That's on a Sunday morning to after Saturday night.
I'll still give it to him as well. And I've got the backup of my other two sons that would sort him out.
So that's how he's going to get too big for his boots.
Derek, see Lewis, does he remind you of yourself or Barry as a player? Or is he different?
I don't like comparing to you because he's in player.
And do you know something? I don't think he enjoys the comparison. No, he wants to be his own man, and that's what I like about him. What I like, he's just driven.
It's good to have that for a backup to go and talk to if he needs it, which is.
So he said, guys at Aki's, the George Cairns, the Martin Cannons, and he's at a perfect place with McInnes and his backroom staff.
The only thing is with McInnes, I think McInnes,
he's a good looking guy.
I would love to throw Nutella or syrup at him. and lick it all off. Yeah, I must say, I think Derek McInnes, I think he's done an unbelievable
job. Have you got a signing of the season? We're not talking about Derek
McInnes. Sorry, absolutely sorry. Signing of the season, I would say the wee guy, I don't know his name, but he's a double of Damien Duff. He plays with Hibs.
Oh, Horgan?
I think it's Damien Duff's double, but not twin. Is it?
No, it's no good. His name's Horgan.
So I would say Horgan, I think.
He's done well, hasn't he?
He's been excellent. I've only seen him a couple of times, but when I've seen him, he's been great. But more or less, I just wanted to say him because he is the double of Damien Duff.
Okay. Stevie Mallon, the signing of the season for me.
Brilliant.
Kevin Kyle.
I would agree with you, Simon.
Thanks, mate.
Do you know Si Welsh says about Mallon? Because again, about the young player of the year.
Great team.
How he never got a shout, I don't know. I really like Stevie Mallon.
I think Jimmy Nicol, assistant at Munton.
It's a great shout.
It is a wee off.
It's a brilliant shout.
Is that who's in here, Jimmy?
Why you get the big bucks, mate? You like Jimmy Nicol?
Where was he
at?
That's when he changed.
He was Jimmy Colman's right hand man. Very good guy.
Any story about him there?
No, he just one of the likeable characters in football. He could give it to you, but you could also go and speak to him and he'll give you great advice. So no, Jimmy Nick, a cracking guy.
How was Jimmy called the weekend?
Brilliant.
Was he?
I remember we did a team talk one day, we were playing Rangers. And obviously, it's well renowned that Jimmy Calderwood likes a bit of Rangers. So he came in and he says, right lads, see the day? We don't need to win. What's he just said?
We'll just take a defeat today, but
Jimmy was brilliant.
We don't get a bet on.
Jimmy was brilliant. We don't need to win, but they do.
Right, managerial sackings. We'll take a look through the managers that have been mutually consented this year. What ones were justified? Who do you think would do better? And what ones were too harsh? Derek, we'll start with Kenny Moore. He was the first to go. Bizarre situation.
It was strange, but it's such a hard job to be player manager, to make decisions. You know, when you're on the park, you get lost in the game, so it's hard to kind of realise what's going on. I think they were not too happy with that. They wanted him just sitting the sidelines, but Kenny's got far too much still to give. You know, I mean, look at him last week. He scores a goal against Livingston, the wee dinker, the keeper. Still looks fit as a fiddle. His time will come, but I just think there was they weren't happy with that, that he wanted to play. They wanted, they wanted him to be in the sidelines. Right. And for Kenny, he didn't think it was time to kind of down tools. So I think that's why that decision was made, that he was...
Can you see him getting the Dundee job next year?
Absolutely, I can.
He'll be a good manager though in the long run?
But I think he needs to be a manager. It's too difficult a job. Graham Souness done it for a period.
I think you've got to play as long as you can.
If you're going to be a manager, there's so much that goes with the job, so you've got to finish. It's as hard as it is, and as fit as he is, he's got to say, no, my time is gone, I'm going to concentrate in the managerial side.
The type of guy Kenny is very passionate, so when he thinks he can play and the team want to win. The two being the two mix don't go with Kenny's personality because he's probably getting frustrated with both parts. Like, well, I can be better, so I want to play. When he doesn't play well, he's like, all right, so he needs to.
The thing about problem is, some things will be easy for Kenny. Ah, he'll be trying to tell his players to do things and they can't do
get
it.
Get frustrated with like simple things.
You know, it's a difficult one. So you've got to get them. You've got to get the playing.
But you've got a manager in place there at Dundee. Right.
Start thinking as a coach rather than a player.
Ready to step in, but I think he's got to.
As a player, you're still saying, "Oh, unlucky," because you know what he's trying to do.
It's like us in the stands.
As a manager, you go, "No, just play it out there."
It's like us in the stands. We'll watch football and we'll see. We'll think, "How's he no control that, man? I can do that for fun, but it's no just like that." And that's probably how Kenny is with the players, manager, the whole playing thing.
That's why I don't go and watch him.
The boys are saying it's hard to be a player manager, but I think that one man that probably could do it would be
absolutely. It's no hard at all.
Would you wear a suit on one half and then the shorts and socks on the other?
Just whip the suit jacket out and run on the pitch. It certainly is not hard at all, especially in Scotland. It is not hard whatsoever.
Right, Frank, I'll ask you about this one, your old club. Yeah. Alan Stubbs for me looked like a great fit for Sunderland. Are you surprised it never worked out?
I didn't think it was a good fit.
Why no?
I thought he'd
done great at Hibs.
He's not the right man. He's just not the right man. His personality. Jack Ross was done so well.
It was always going to be hard for whoever came in.
I know, but you've got to have somebody that's uplifting. And Stubbs, you know this, but Stubbs is not that kind of guy. You know, he likes...
Quiet.
He's quiet, but he's serious. And that was total different for Jack Ross.
Right.
So,
He's got a PE teacher, as you called him.
He came in. I know, but he came in, but he's... Listen, you're Irishman. They like a laugh, don't they? So, he came in... Alan went in and he took Jack one with him, and that was, Jack was what we're talking about. He knows he's a good football player, and he said, "Go, how can you do that?" So he'd tell people, you know what I mean? And
Darren Jackson,
aye. So Jack was a good, you know.
I don't think the players warm to Stubbs.
I don't think so.
He brought in some players.
Then you go, you can get a player for 4 days.
By the way, he can get you some DVDs, Slaney.
Aye, Slaney, right. You get to have water.
You're having water now?
I don't know, they gave me actually asked for another monster, but they gave us a water to calm me down, I think. That would be another sacking for somebody.
Now, Jake Stubbs would have turned around to something, or was it the right time to get rid of him?
I don't know, it was talking about his personality. I just think there was too many, he brought in too many.
Aye, signings.
You know, and
terrible.
It's got to be sometimes, you've got to gradually.
You've got to bring in players that are easy to adapt to our game. And the players he brought in were like from lower leagues down south. They don't know about the Scottish.
There were some good players and he just left them at the team and put in his own, which is...
It's strange.
I upset the changing room because, you know, the dressing room's like...
They've just been a team that won the
league. He's your best player. And you're leaving them out and you're just not giving them any respect. And I think that was where it was.
The boys at Hibs, they sent me love stuff, strange, isn't it? How sometimes, listen, sometimes you fit in the right place at the right time.
Well, he made me a good manager, but there was an atmosphere at St Mirren and it just never, it wasn't a mix. It wasn't a good, I didn't think it was a good mix in the first place, so. Yeah.
So there you go.
Proven right again.
Yeah, again. Neil McCann, Kev, do you always feel like the departure was inevitable to Dundee? Playing good football, by the way. They did play some great stuff.
I was a bit surprised when he went. Obviously, the results weren't great, but I still think at the time they've sacked
him. I think he had an idea
of how to go forward. I just think that...
He knows the game well.
And anybody that knows Neil McCann, he's good to talk to, you know what I mean? He's a very interesting guy. There's the two sides to him, but ultimately I thought that, like, clubs like Dundee, and when they're in the bottom half and St Mirren, they're too quick to fire guys. Give them a chance, you know what I mean?
Football's going crazy now.
Because fans' expectations as well.
What's Dundee's fans' expectations, really?
I know.
What is their expectation? Top six? I'm not going to get top six.
Kevin, they played some lovely stuff.
They did.
They'll get top six next year.
They were a wee bit toothless up front. I think, in my opinion, if you'd have gave Neil McCann more time, he would have fixed that.
But he would have got the transfer window.
He would have turned that round because I think he's a clever cookie. I've worked with him a couple of times, covered some games.
Where's that in the Loudon?
But he's clever. He sees the game, he knows the game inside out, and He's a lovely guy.
You think he'll get back in it?
But the other side, Sleeney just touched on it. He's fiery.
I think the biggest problem is if the players don't go against you, he actually admitted to me, he says, I need to rein that side in, to a certain extent, but he never got given enough time.
8 games into the season, because I watched them, I thought they're really good in the eye. The Kamara in the team as well, but it was just that final third, and I thought, given time, he would have solved that.
What, do you think he'll get back in it then?
Aye, he should be. I tell you what, you talk about guys.
He's back, he should be in. He's working with the BBC.
Right, so, and he's terrific, what he does with the BBC, the punditry.
To look at them, he's a wee madman.
Really,
brilliant.
You were like first as well, weren't you?
He's like a Tasmanian
devil.
He's a good lad. I was speaking at dinner. I just thought, listen, I didn't know him. You hear whispers about, you know, often Blair Square goes and all that. You can't do that as a manager. And I thought, no, but I met him, he's so intelligent, he is.
He is.
He's a good, likeable guy, you know.
I feel sick. You're
right. You've had four.
How many donuts have you had?
Four. I said four, I've counted.
Go on, one more.
One more, Slaney. Three bites you've got. One time I
drove down to something to get my oldest boy, right? And there was no Krispy Kremes in Scotland at the time, so I thought, I'm going to buy a wee box of 12 Krispy Kremes and bring them up for the boys, my kids. I drove from Sunderland to Glasgow and I got to 11 and a half donuts.
Did you 11 and a half?
I had to chuck the other half out.
Right, go, no, double them up together and eat it, go.
No, come on, Slaney. The guy's got a six pack. I can't, I feel actually I'm going to be sick. You want a wee break or are you alright? No, continue. We're about halfway through, so come on, have a wee song now. No, not yet. Do you know what's been my favourite on the podcast, the Peru.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. Right, Martin Canning, Slaney. After years of keeping the Akies up, Canning was let go in January. Well, still find themselves in the relegation battles, but was it a right decision?
Well, me and you, Si, this is the first we had a wee disagreement, because I said I think it was maybe time for him to go and you totally disagreed with me, because what he was doing with Hampton was probably more than what he should have with the budget or that. I just feel if I was a chairman or I was a fan, I wouldn't want to every season be battling relegation. And I know it might know with the funds they had, that might have been all they could have maybe hoped for, but I think maybe they were at this stage, we don't want to go through another relegation, so let's try to get some dent and move up. It's no work like that. So Martin Cannon, he didn't really excite me as a manager. I want somebody when
he looked. He's done well, he was there for a couple of years.
I think you're absolutely bang on
well,
the money.
There you go.
I love bang that. Bang on the money, because it must have been a hard decision for the directors and the board at Ashes, because he was well thought of, but it wasn't just quite happening, and they were getting a wee bit too defensive for their light, and the fans that were coming in weren't too happy.
I think Brian Rice, they needed change, I think you're absolutely spot on,
and Brian Rice has come in, he's won some important games. They're still in a relegation battle.
No, of course.
But you would expect that with Akies, but they're certainly more pleasing on the eye.
I know.
You've got quite a few Akies games, don't you?
I'm certainly aye.
Plus, Vitaly's good at Hamilton, I like it.
You've been a few. Who got you that?
Directors at Hamilton,
good lads.
Oh, right, okay. Jim McIntyre, Kev.
I've got better influence than you, you know.
Oh, I know that, mate. Look at you. You're a star.
I believe he should have been sacked the day he first walked out with that body warmer he wore.
Didn't suit him, did it?
Disgusting.
It suits Dale McInnes.
Embarrassed himself with the body warmer, embarrassed himself when the manager.
What kind of jacket should he have been wearing?
I think he should have worn a long coat down to the ankles.
I think the fans are a big problem up there, because they're not letting Dodgy.
I got booed there a few times ahead.
Is it Dodgy? Was it Dodgy? I never let Dodgy because that's a big deal. Massive deal.
But would Jim McIntyre not been better than saying, look, if I can bring my staff with me as in Dodgy, don't take the job, wait for the next job. The managers are that desperate to get back into work.
I think so.
Because ultimately now, looking at it in the situation being sacked, is Jim McIntyre now going to struggle to get another job? Because he's had his run of jobs.
He's getting merry-go-round, they'll get
Is he still on the merry-go-round?
I always think, like, Matty's thinking there, you go as a two, you know. So if your number two's not gone me, I wouldn't have took the job. But listen, that's what happens. People are so desperate to just be involved and back in the game, aren't they?
Hey, did you say 8 games, Neil McCanley?
8 games.
So Jim McIntyre had he's had
29 games so far. So does he deserve the sack? Absolutely.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Because, he got a transfer
when they really brought in, it was about 5 or 6 players he brought in. So he can't turn around and say it was Neil McCann's team or whatever. He's brought in his own. I've lost the boy Kamara, which is another strange decision. I know the 50 grand or whatever it was they got
you
for
keep
it.
Keep him out of the end of the
season. That 50 grand would have been better
if
they stay in the league.
That could be.
Because long term, that money, they'll get that money back. But now they're going down, they're going to lose even more money. Just for the sake of getting a quick 50 grand.
He could be the signing of the season.
Signing of the season.
Oh, he could, aye.
For that money.
Aye, for that money. Aye, definitely.
What's the best 50 grand you've ever spent?
Oh, I lost weekend.
If you were to get a job,
I ended up in a boat somewhere.
They're saying the number two is so important. If you got a job, who would your number two be?
You.
Yes, good.
No, actually, no. I'd be your number two.
Right, okay. We'll
somebody
go with that.
I look up to in life. But I must say, I bullshit my way through life. Constantly tell lies. No with that one. No with that one. But I must say, with Derek, I think the Scottish game, we need Derek.
Manager, I've heard you saying that.
And a manager, and I mean at the very top.
No, I just want to manage you.
But you can do that and a club.
Is there a fancy managing, Derek?
I left
here 20 years ago and I'll no go back. So I can understand why you were changing.
your knowledge of the game is tough.
It's a tough gig.
Honestly, Derek's knowledge of the game and the way you speak, I would run. Somebody like you should be, I'm not saying should be, but the people, BT. All right, even if you want to go into the...
Who would you replace? Somebody would need to come out of your BT.
Every single one of them, because when I listen when I listen to you, I want to listen. It's entertaining. Listen, Rangers man, but you're not biased. You tell the truth. Aye. And unfortunately, I think on BT and on Sky and on BZ, you've got this, try to be, oh, we'll speak, you're the best there is. Aye. And it might seem...
And there'll ever be, giant. Best he'll ever be.
But, and it might be a wee bit, this might be sucking up a wee bit cringy. I've said to you before how special a man you're, Derek, and I would love to come for dinner at yours with the Fergusons.
So what's this is dinner, you brought the donuts in. That's as close as you're getting to dinner.
Slaney, we're away to the Isle of Fernando.
Oh,
Tenerife.
You're always on holiday.
But you're on that show,
that's where he should be.
You should go on
that.
That's
where you should be. Take me out.
I think if I walked on every light, we'd just go off in a second.
We're away.
Yeah.
I can see you in that. Like Paddy McGuinness. He would love
me. By the way, how has he got a bird like that? Paddy McGuinness, you seen his bird?
No, he's alright now.
I got bad. Funny guy, you know, isn't he?
But Slaney, we're away after the cup final, and that night, so we're away for 5 days.
Can me
and
Si come?
Do you
want to go? No, I'm not going.
When are you going?
I'm fully booked.
So, it's in a week.
By the way, you should taste these. He's Mrs. Cupcakes now as well, mate.
I love it.
Good cook, isn't she?
I might keep these guys away from my missus, by the way. That's for sure.
I like cupcakes. I do like cupcakes.
I don't mind. I could see you going out with Big Kev.
Have you got bunk beds for Big Kev as well, the two of them?
Big Kev would do for me. I don't know what these two are. They're a bit dodgy with it.
I know.
Right, listen. We're paying him a full wage, but I think you need to go, don't you?
I'm sorry, boys, but...
Leave 20 quid there.
What, is that a date, Frank?
No.
Very
no.
often. He's off to meet Rafa Benitez. He's off to seal a deal.
I've got to go and meet a guy who's played in 3 World Cups, so I kind of...
Oh, brilliant.
Aye, I've got to go and play with Alan Ruff, so...
Here's an Alan Ruff story before you go.
Any Alan Ruff stories before we go?
Alan Ruff story.
No. No, it was good. It was good when we went to World Cup and I went to one.
Was he a good goalie?
It was great goalkeeper. Was at Celtic as well.
Was he right? Okay.
It was good. Came in as a late replacement. Packer was injured, so he...
What's he like off the pitch? Quiet?
Nuts. He's a bit lame.
Is he right?
Quiet, but he's...
A bit
heavier
than
him. Right,
so you're away?
He took my trousers, I had a leather trousers, and he wore them at warm-up, and I was diving, hitting the bottom, pissing the rain. And I'm looking at him going, my leather trousers, he's got my...
On the pitch? Right, mate, pleasure. Right,
good season, boys. Good season. Thanks, guys.
See you later, mate.
Thank you.
Yes, now Frank's away. He'll finally be able to talk for 2 minutes. One man who's had a lot of speculation this year, Craig Levein. Up and down season for Hearts. If they'd kept that squad fit, would they challenge at the top of the league?
I'm not so sure. The start they got off to was absolutely top drawer, but they lost key players. At certain times, Naismith, we'll talk about, you know, it just shows you how important he is to the side. But You look at the squad, aye, what you said there, Si, a lot of good players, but I think they've underachieved big time.
So.
You know, I thought they'd have kicked on with that big support as well. Let's not forget as well what happened to Craig. He had that heart, so heart scare as well. We tend to forget about that. My pal who's just away, Frank, normally gives him a bit of stick, you know, so it was worrying time for him, but nice to see he's healthy, back in the dugout, but if you look at overall this season, I think it's been really disappointing. And I think the Hearts fans gave you no well. You know, they're not too happy with the style of football. I just think they've got the big boy Ike Piezo up top, they can be one-dimensional. I think the players have got the ability within that squad, they should be able to play two or three different styles.
But see, at the start of the season, they weren't just lumping it, they were playing, weren't they?
Well, I watched them a couple of times early doors and
was
they,
it direct?
They did go direct. Right. It's a kind of trait that big Craig believes in. Mm. He's got a big physical side there. But it just shows you when you had Naismith in there, he was like the manager on the park. Yeah. He was a guy that kind of got to the players, and he linked to play. So they tended to kind of play a little bit more on the deck. But I just think they've got to be a wee bit more pleasing on the eye. But they've underachieved big time this season. I know they've got a cup final to go for. I don't think the outcome will be the outcome that the Hearts fans will want, because I think Celtic will be too strong. So overall, don't win the cup next week, I think it's a disappointing season for Craig Levein.
Kev, would you go with that? Big Hearts fans' favourite?
No, I would totally agree with Derek, because although the first game of the season they beat Celtic, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was it 5? So cool. Straight away you've got a wee bit of optimism thinking, you know, I mean, how can we, this season could be quite good for us. And Hearts have, over the years, tended to start seasons very well and faded badly.
George Burnley, that wasn't it?
The same with Jim Jeffries under my time. I think we were sitting second or third at New Year, and then struggled just to qualify for the European spot. So they've got
why
the cup final.
Do
I don't know, it's just...
just producing it every week.
See when you're playing with Hearts, and a lot of people probably don't realise this, within football you realise it, but Hearts is a big, massive club, right? And there's both Edinburgh teams are huge. But until you actually go there, you don't understand. So see the pressure, see when your form dips and the fans get on your back.
Then it's hard.
It becomes harder, so... That's what's happened to the Hearts team. A lot of them are maybe just curling up into wee shells now and hoping the cup finals are get out. But ultimately, it's a one-off game, 90 minutes, and this could be the saviour for the season. But like Derek says, they have they've disappointed.
Mm. Slaney, see this long ball tactic? See, if you were playing for a Hearts team and Craig Levein's telling the boys to kick it long, what would you say?
Just wouldn't suit me, but what I'm going to say is, with the long ball, you need a... In football, I think it's now becoming all this passing for the goalkeeper and all that, right? It's a lot of rubbish, because I'll tell you one thing, Spurs v Ajax, the second half Spurs qualified because they did hit the long ball to Llorente and Ajax couldn't live with it. Stop having this, you have to play this way or this way, have a balance. But see if you're going to say every game we're going to go long ball, that's wrong. Sometimes
it's predictable.
You want to play good football, but in times when if you are playing against a team that they like, maybe if you were playing a Brendan Rodgers South team, then I would be more physical and be hard to beat and maybe play it long and get on there. But you do need that. You need a balance. And I'm sick of this. You must play this way, passing it for the back. Why would you want to be passing it to your goalkeeper? Put a player in goals if you want to do that. So I think I've summed that up absolutely perfect.
What type of player were you, Slaney?
I was
James Milner, Charlie McGregor.
I was
raging.
No, I don't know, because I've never watched.
When I was young, second me Charlie said that to me. But when I was at Motherwell coming through, I was a winger. I just took players on.
Be messy, they called him.
Wait, somebody on the radio one day caught me. Paul Slane is very similar to Ivan Sprill. So I was disgusted with that man, whoever said that. I don't know who it was. Ivan Sprill. I was embarrassed to. Anyway, what was I saying?
Have you
kind of cope with the sugar?
Right, Derek, last bit on you. If Hearts win the Cup, will it be a successful season? You said they've underachieved, but if they win the Cup?
Of course it would be a successful season, because if you win a Cup, but I don't see it, to be honest with you. They're going to bring back, was it five or six, their first picks, but I don't see it. I think Celtic will be on their game that day. I just think it's fizzled out for Craig Levein. I think he's won like two in the last 13 or 14 games. That's not good enough. He alluded to it, you know, there is a bit of pressure at Hearts, but you've got to bring players in that can handle that. Mm-hmm.
He brought a lot of players in.
Big turnover. And maybe one or two of them, as you said, Kev, can't handle that.
Okay, across the city, Slaney, your man Neil Lennon, departure for Hibs, strange circumstances. What's your thoughts on that? Go and make a rumour up why he left.
But it seemed bizarre, didn't it? It seemed like it was ruckus.
Was it anything to do with Wee Willie now?
You know, when Wee Willie was there, he instigated it all.
Was he?
He caused all the problems.
Who's this Wee Willie? Who are we talking about?
Willie Collum.
Oh, you're wee fit. Ah,
the first baby ever to referee in a Scottish Cup final. A credit to him. I'm very proud of him. He instigated it all. He ran to the board of Hibs and said, Lennon shouted at him.
On the pitch.
Started crying because Lennon shouted at him, so that started it all. So, no, but I don't know. Regarding the stuff, I think it's worked out quite well for Hibs. The guy, Stevie Hecklebottom, is it?
Paul Heckenbottom.
Paul Hecklebottom.
Hecklebottom.
Stevie
Hecklebottom.
He's just come up with a few of the days, bro.
Stevie Hecklebottom.
Thanks, Stevie's done well. Stevie Hecklebottom has been unbelievable.
Is really, he your type of guy?
Too quiet for me.
Right.
My mousy type. Don't like them.
No, he said he was going to knock a fourth official.
He's called that. Oh,
no, but see that.
I don't care.
No, but tell you that now. If you say that to another manager, fine. I'd love to see him saying that to a Craig Levein type. Saying it to a fourth official, we all do that. That's why I'm going for Willie Collum every show. I'm going to do fuck all about it.
No, Heckey was like, I was like under 17 at Summer, and Heckey was in the 19s. And he's a very quiet guy.
Was like, he, right? Yeah, he's spot on again. You surprised how well he's done, Kevin?
No, no surprise, because he's obviously had a good... he coached with the Barnsley youth set up for quite a long time and took the reins over there, so he gained his experience and he'd done very, very well with Barnsley, which ultimately led to a move to Leeds. Didn't quite work out there. And then obviously he's got the opportunity to go up here at Hibs. And it was a very good appointment by Hibs, and I think he's done well. And I think this season, once the season's over with, he gets in his own players and a few signings, Hibs could be all right next year.
Yeah, I think so too. Lenny leaving Hibs, is it one you could see coming though?
No. Of course not.
We were going through a wee bad patch though, weren't
they? Aye, but you know, I think he's a good manager and he's always going to turn it around. So whatever happened, we don't know. I think Lenny's alluding to, I don't know, is it chairs been through or people been shouted at or whatever? And somebody's listening in, somebody's...
So, but somebody did say that Willie's rocking chair got launched across the room.
With him on it.
He was on it. He was.
But it worked out well. It worked out well.
You know, he's singing about Johnny Sunderland as well.
A wee Johnny Sunderland.
He's a lovely wee boy, him.
He's a good friend.
We need to shoot on. No, surprise of the season. Does it go to Livingston? Nobody gave him any chance of staying up. I thought they'd get relegated.
They were brilliant.
Gary Holt and his big tie have done great.
Yeah, super. Tie of death. I mentioned them. I don't know if I mentioned them earlier. We've been on that long. But no, they've been terrific. I spoke about that. Kelly in that back three and that midfielder, Burnt, he's been in and out, Pittman, Jacobs, Hardy up top. They've been excellent, overachieved, people would say, but no, that's I'm delighted because they had them done as relegation fodder. But no, they stepped up to the mark and they've been excellent. On that Arsa turf that they get criticised, well, what a pun.
But they play to their strengths very well. They scored a lot of goals with long throws.
See, Lenny was talking about earlier, mixing it up, that's what they do. There's a time to go long, but there's a time when maybe teams kind of sit off them, they're expecting a long ball, then they go and they play.
Because when they brought in the boy, obviously Hardy and Lone and O'Ryan, and he's got pace to run. So when, like you say, they're sitting back, they've got that option of Hardy over the top, but also their throw-ins, their corners, because I'm pretty sure Lithgow, Halkett, they've scored a right few goals. They've scored quite for centre halves. They've scored quite a number of goals.
Big Menga's done all right up front as well.
Yeah, they're very good.
Any other surprises of the season, Kev?
Nah, there's nothing really. Like Motherwell, they went through a lull and then they climbed up against St
Johnstone.
Changed the formation.
Brought the young boys in.
And then obviously Hasty came back into from Alawan and tried the different young players, and that's probably why Hasty's been talked about, because they were going through a lull. So he's come back and he's been given an opportunity and he's surprised everybody, and which has helped the team. St Johnstone went through a very bad patch as well at the beginning. They've then went back to what Tommy Wright does best. Tommy Wright, obviously, surely there's a bigger job at some point for Tommy Wright to take a shot at. Because it's all right doing it over one season, which a lot of managers do, and then they fade away. But Tommy Wright's been doing this for a number of seasons now. So,
Any other surprises of the season for you, young man?
Regarding Tommy Wright, the comment I said he was the greatest manager of all time, he actually let that get to his head.
So you derailed St Johnstone's season?
Some of the boys at St Johnstone said he was acting massive time, he was huge time. He wasn't turning up, he'd done whatever he wanted. So. I don't believe Tommy Wright should get any other job than St Johnstone.
That's a statement and a half.
Brilliant. Right, villain of the year, Slaney, we'll start with you. Obvious choice for many Celtic fans. Brendan Rodgers went to Leicester City. Is it dust and anger amongst the fans? Are you still angry? Is it still raw?
No, listen, I'm just going to say, Brendan Rodgers was unbelievable at Celtic. So, I'm a Celtic fan, right? And I was so disappointed when he left because it seemed to be like overnight, really. I thought he should have stayed to the end of the season. Any walk of life, if a company comes into you and offers you double your wages, you've got 100 and something million to spend, you're going to forget, just for 1 second, forget all the money, right? If you're an ambitious person and you're going to be going managing alongside Guardiola, Klopp, clubs at Man United, all this down here, all the top clubs in the world, the best managers, you're going to take that challenge on. So don't, he's done unbelievable for Celtic, and don't forget that he's been a massive part of the club. So please, I would say to the fans, I think it's maybe new. Hopefully the treble comes and it can calm down a wee bit. But please don't go for Brendan Rodgers.
Best Celtic manager in your life.
Can I just say, Slaney, but the reason being is
the
timing. What he'd said prior to that.
Right.
This is the team that he always wanted to manage. This is the best job in the world.
So you kind of put yourself up.
So you suck the fans in, and then all of a sudden you talk about money. Well, has he not got enough money?
No.
So he jumped ship. So don't say all that. Before,
stand up for your opinion.
Ah, you're right.
No, but do you know what I'm?
Bottled it.
Do you get that?
No, you're absolutely right. Like, don't get underneath the Celtic fans' skin love affair, blah blah blah, and pretend that this is the dream
don't
come
wind
true.
Them up.
And then all of a sudden, the first chance you get to jump ship, you're off.
That's it.
That's not how football
works. I totally
works.
Think, and I'll tell you right now, I think Brendan Rodgers is a disgrace for leaving.
But,
total disgrace.
Okay, never mind he's leaving,
I'm
but what he done on the pitch, what he done on the pitch, is he one of the best Celtic managers ever?
Of course the style of football, the players that he brought, of course, doesn't shout at anybody.
I'm going to say this, right?
Go for it, Kev,
He will go down as one of the great managers for the double-double and obviously setting the tone for
treble,
right? If that happens. You've got to remember, you're playing against a Rangers team here that's just come up through 3-4 divisions. So are Rangers at full strength? Are Rangers at full strength to compete with Celtic and the finances that Celtic have got, considering where Rangers have been? So ultimately...
It's a good point, Kev.
Like, it's there for debate. It's all right saying... You've got to beat what's in front of you, but a strong Rangers makes that very, very difficult. And Rangers, in all fairness, were not the strongest that they've ever been. So there's a debate, there's always going to be a debate. Celtic fans can either whine and moan and whatever about what I've said, and Rangers fans can agree with me, great, but that's just the bottom line of it. It is. It's very, very black and white.
Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
I think Brendan Rodgers should have stayed to the end of the season. End of the season, and then went, I think he should have stayed to the end of the season. At the timing, I don't know if you can... The Premier League must be so hard to turn down, but at the time he left, he should have waited to the end of the season. So I must add that.
Okay, good.
I like how his tone.
His tone's dropped to that.
He only drops when he talks serious about football, and then you take him seriously, and he's good. He's got great
sometimes
points.
Sometimes he goes really low, which I like.
There's a deep side to
really
Slaney as well.
There's a real deep side into me. Very, very deep.
See, I'm married a bit, man. You're really quiet.
Kev, will there ever be a time he's revered by Celtic fans again?
What, sorry?
Will they look back and think he actually done a good job, or will it always...
They will ultimately at one point, like, if a table happens on May 25th or whatever it is, date it is, like, Brendan Rodgers won seven of those trophies?
Seven.
And there was never in any doubt, any of the big games, there was never any danger, wasn't there?
Like, that doesn't just disappear from history. So it's just the timing and everything else. Like, Slaney's absolutely right. He could have waited to end the season and there still would have been a good job available for Brendan Rodgers, whether not in maybe the off-season, but certainly in the first 10, 15 games of next season.
Can I believe how many times people have said Slaney's absolutely right?
He's bang on the money.
He's on it, isn't he?
It must be the donuts.
But I must say, and I said that the last time I done with my Frank, it was me and my man Da last night were sitting in the house and just talking, and I was saying, I'm doing a wee show tomorrow, and who's on it? And I said the guys, and I said Derek and Frank, and my man Da said, I'm telling you right now, don't act like a clown tomorrow. You go there and show utter respect.
So you do not listen to a word to my man dad.
So I said to my man dad, shut your mouth and get out. Because see, when I make millions in a few months, you won't get a penny. You will not get a penny.
Right, another villain could be a villain. Morelos considered for the award. duties pure discipline.
I hope we said about that, Si, but it should be purely on your ability as a football player. I get that. But
how's it cost Rangers maybe this year when you think they're only 6 points behind?
Could be.
Has it cost them Rangers, discipline?
Rangers' discipline's been poor all season. Let's not beat around the bush.
Derek, what would you do with that if you were the manager of Morelos and he's getting sent off? Would you need to eventually get rid?
You'd grip him.
You kind of do that in this day and age, but you sit him down, you have a chat with him. If it's no sinking in, you leave him out of the team, simple as. And I'm delighted that Defoe's come in and he's played exceptionally well, get that wee partnership with Arfield up top. So he's on the bench at the minute, he'll not be like that because every football player wants to play. I think he got carried away thinking it was all about him. It's not about you, it's about the squad, it's about the team. So it could have, hey, it's a good point that. It could have cost Rangers, but on being selected for kind of awards this year, purely on football ability, it should be. I wouldn't take that into account, the discipline. He's not a good role model, put it that way, because if young kids are going to the games and watching that, the way he's carrying on, it's not a good look.
Will he be at Rangers next year?
I don't think so.
No.
I think if they get, maybe even 6-7 million, I would snap your hand off for that, by the way.
Tell you what, there's a man that's just putting music into my ears, man.
You said 9 million,
I said, if they've got 9 million...
No, that was before the...
No, it's ultimately, it's only worth what, like Derek says, don't take away from what he's done off the park. On the park, he's been fantastic, like, as a footballing person, with his ability, but not a great role model, ultimately, with the red cards and what have you. But... will Morelos leave Rangers and will we ever hear of Morelos again? A lot's to be asked.
I see a quote this morning, Kev, that he says that he wants to play in a more competitive league. Well, he's not won the league. You know, so I don't know where he gets that.
They just get above themselves sometimes, Derek.
If a championship team come in and they were...
Would he last in the English Championship when it's I would say probably two or three times more physical down there?
He might struggle because
head loss would be constant.
I would take the 6 or 7 million. It's just my
opinion. Especially
when
you've got Defoe there, eh?
And Stephen Gerrard and McAllister, they'll have their eye on other players. There's other players out there
that's the thing, when you are suspended like he has been... You're actually sitting there hoping the team don't do well so that when you come back, you're the guy in the light and shining armour.
They need.
But Rangers have done very, very well without him. They've known where they are in the park. Defoe's been great. He's maybe not scored as many goals as Rangers fans would maybe like to have done, and he probably would have liked to have done.
Been better with
but it's Kev. Everything else, his movement, he's like that dummy on Saturday for the goal. That's just up here. You can't coach that.
See, about 2 months ago, this is unbelievable. 2 months ago, I remember speaking to people and always went like, if it wasn't for Morelos, Rangers wouldn't win any game. I remember people saying that and saying, because he was scoring. Now it's like, they don't need him.
We get caught up
in the hysteria. You know
what I mean? To a certain extent, yeah. Aye, we get caught up in that.
Right, Slaney, Stephen Gerrard, Rangers' first manager, Gerrard's first managerial season. How do you think he's done?
There's something about I like Gerrard. I like the way he speaks and I like his honesty, but.
Cups, maybe the cups landed in this year,
didn't they? It's his first season, so I know it's Rangers, they need to be expecting to win everything they're in, so of course, but it's his first season, I think you do need to give him time. The cups is disappointing, Si. I do feel that the cups is disappointing. It's not as if Celtic beat them in the cups. So
is that Aberdeen twice, Dale?
Yeah.
Aberdeen twice.
You know what I mean? So it was. I don't know.
The semi-final at Hampden, and then the Tuesday night they get the draw. Right. Rangers get the draw up at Pittodrie. Maybe thought that the job was done and dusted, and Aberdeen turned the tables on them.
And the first home leg at Pittodrie, Aberdeen battered them that night. It shouldn't have went to a second leg. They missed.
The better chance.
A few corners came in. It was off the line.
Off the line.
So in that aspect, I don't think. When you get overly carried away that he's done a brilliant season because he's no, but I think the sense is that he's brought the feeling back to Rangers that they can go and compete again with Celtic. They've obviously beat Celtic twice and the game at Celtic Park. We haven't seen that in a long time. At Celtic Park and Rangers with 10 men were the better team. So we've not seen that. But I wouldn't overly get carried away. I don't know.
Well, and you liked the boy Sadiq, didn't you?
Sadiq,
the big striker.
I thought, I believe Stevie Gerrard, that's his worst thing he's done this season, letting that boy go. I thought he was excellent. The boy Sadiq,
wasn't
he? Good number nine. Some Rangers fans on social media felt this year may have been a missed opportunity given Celtic forms. Kev, you agree with that?
No.
being Celtic would have stepped up if Rangers did?
Because it's one of them where Celtic at one point were that far ahead, just after this, the you were talking about earlier on, the when the Rangers beat them 1-0 on the 29th of December. That was Rangers' chance then to really go for it, but the Rangers went the other way and Celtic pushed on, so it got to like 11, 10 points. So you could turn around and say it's a missed opportunity. In an aspect, there is a missed opportunity, but if Rangers had performed better, would Celtic have performed better? Mm. So it's a kind of catch-22 situation where Rangers were playing poor, so Celtic were playing poor, so the two of them were kind of cancelling each other out. But it will always look like it's a missed opportunity, you know what I mean? But ultimately, the best the team in the season, the table doesn't lie. But when you're talking about Gerrard in his first season, optimism, next season, Gerrard now knows what it's going to take to topple Celtic. And that he's came in here a wee bit blind, thinking he knows what he's going to do, hoping he knows what he's going to do. Whereas this time, he really, really knows what he needs to do, who he needs to sign.
He'll feel he's closer to Celtic.
It's very close.
But you need to win a cup.
It's odd,
for them not to be in a cup final.
No, that's disappointing.
That's a huge disappointment.
That's disappointing.
Hey, for the fans, because they expect a day, whether that's a League Cup or a Scottish
that
Cup.
That result so on Sunday, being so close to the end of the season, as in the second last game of the season, that basically was Rangers Cup final this year. Because it's now left the fans with huge optimism as to what, or who. It's not about quality, quantity, it's quality. Whoever buys the best quality in the summer and gets their team off and running will win that league next year.
What's the expectations next year? Has he got to win the league, Dale?
Gerrard?
Yeah.
Of course.
Aye.
What you say is that if you're a Rangers manager, you're expected to win things. So that's what you set out at the start. To win the league, it's a, tell you what, it's a huge challenge. But I just think with Gerrard at the helm, he can attract certain players. Mm-hmm. It's like the soonest factor. You know, you think back, you're way back to the 80s when all the top English players wanted to come up. Wasn't it at the time that they wanted to just play with Rangers? It was because Graeme Souness was there.
I said that in the podcast in the same, at the beginning.
Kev, and the same with Steven Gerrard, there'll be players there that'll be out of contract and they'll think, where am I going to go? Like, good players, they'll think, well, Steven Gerrard, do I want to go and play with him? Absolutely.
That's what I used to say. I used to say, like, if you're a player and you've got the option of Celtic or Rangers, Rodgers or Gerrard, mm-hmm. I know where I would be going. And now that Celtic's got Neil Lennon and they're not sure they're keeping Neil Lennon, and Rangers getting that market early, they could get a wee advantage, because the draw of Steven Gerrard is a huge draw. It's a bit like Derby last
going
night.
Going for 10 in a row would be a big pull as well.
Oh, massive. Aye, but going for 10 in a row for Celtic players based in Scotland is a big thing, but to an English player down the road, doesn't interest them.
Yeah, you agree with
absolutely.
That? Yeah. Okay.
I'm with the big man. Aye.
You are getting on really well with it, used to.
We are, I'm worried about the sugar rush. You hit the brick wall.
I was really struggling, guys.
Has anybody got his insulin?
Have you got a car seat in your motor? We can stick him in for 5 minutes now.
Holy cold,
you got a cold bath? You got an ice bath or something?
I'm budging, get me
started.
Right, okay. Even your watch has stopped.
You're in the final.
Right, Slaney, here you go. This will get you excited. Highlight of the year. I'll tell you what yours is. I know it. James Forrest won Player of the Year. Say what you want about that man, go.
Honestly, I've said that every single show I've came on, he's a genius. We're so lucky to have him in this country. He's a throwback to when Scotland players won.
Stanley Matthews.
World class. He really is one of the best players that I've ever seen in this country. He's a genius. I'm petrified because I don't think he's going to be here. I just don't think he's going to be. I think he'll be one of the biggest clubs in the world next season.
What club?
And I think that if he's, you name it, Barcelona 4-0 v Liverpool, well, who is it? Who's playing it there? Dembele. An embarrassment to play with Barcelona.
Osimhen Dembele.
Yeah, so I would say Forrest could go in any club. He's that good. So it's been. I was crying when they won the award, because they should have won the award 5 years in a row. As we said in the last, the votes were rigged. So it's great that.
Aye.
You know
Sunderland.
Who? Or. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's been absolutely brilliant. He's a sensation to this full country, and we've got. I believe he's going to be the man to take Scotland to the next major tournament.
You know, his mum found a blow up doll in his room with James Forrest stripling.
Can I get a tap feature used with your names on the sign? I'm going to get it framed.
What kind of top?
Your plane taps. You got any, Danny?
I'll bring you one.
Can you? Aye. And can you get one? And you get one. I'm going to just date the people.
What club do you want?
What are you doing in your living room?
I've got a few
in my room. In your room, right?
In my room. You.
I tell you what, I'll get you an Aberdeen.
I get one with Lewis on it.
Right, I'll, you,
Man, you prefer that. It's more up to date. No, man, no.
And can we get a lunch? Skill. Can you get a lunch again?
Absolutely. We're going to have a lunch. We're going to have five a-sides. We're going
five
to
have a-sides.
You like Domino's?
You've got 10
you've got Domino's in the house.
Domino's. I love karaoke in the house. That's unbelievable. Listen, we're going to, me and Derek are going to blow up the internet.
I'm
going to blow up something.
Right, Kev, any highlights of the year for you? Goals, moments.
Can I just say, sorry, I want to get back in here. The highlight of the year.
Anytime.
Apart from James Forrest, I'm going to say it is Alan McGregor for his antics. It's been absolutely
brilliant. I would agree with you.
The way he screamed at Joe Worrell when Joe Worrell took the ball away from him, he just attacked him. The way he shouted at Niall McGinn and the referees was also brilliant. Uh-huh. That last one where he kicked somebody, kicked the boy's hands was absolutely genius. The guy is a genius.
Comedy.
I constantly want to keep on producing that. I know it's not the right stuff for role models and stuff, but please, for entertainment business,
is keep it going.
Straight off the cuff, there's been obviously there's been a lot of very, very good goals scored this season. But highlights, I don't really know, to be honest.
Can I give you one? It's not in the Premier. I'll give you one.
Right, go for it.
I thought you'd have guessed who I'm going to come up with. Championship. Stephen
Dobie. Dobie. Yeah, I love Dobie, didn't you?
His goal at Aberdeen. His goal at Aberdeen.
In a season. I watched him on Saturday against Montrose. He got another hat-trick. He was took off after 54 minutes. He would have got four or five. He's been sensational. So he has.
He's got a bigger club now.
No, he's a Queen of the South man through and through.
Very good footballer. Very good footballer.
Have you? All right, so there you go. You can tell me. Right.
Maybe in the summer, wait and see. Okay. Manager of the year, Kev, let's go.
You know what? I'm going to go with...
Can I give you mine, then? Dick Campbell.
Yes, great shout.
He's been brilliant, Dick Campbell.
Great point.
Delighted for him.
I don't believe anybody rather than in League One, League Two, whatever, that is football, so I don't believe he should win it.
He was going to say
I don't think Dick Campbell should win it.
He played for Clyde.
And all the teams down there. And I was actually a sub for them all, so that shows you how good I was. I think it's probably was somebody like that this year because there hasn't really been a standout manager, is there?
They'll talk about Shirley Kerr as well, taking the ladies to the World Cup.
I agree with that.
Brilliant.
Manager of the year?
What a fantastic job she's done, hasn't she?
Yeah, great.
You know, I don't know, but what are Scotland ranked in the world? Around about 12th, 13th? I'm not so sure, but she's done a fantastic job. We've got a World Cup to look forward to.
I think a couple of the coaches are going to go there and try. The only thing is, our time we're going to air. Is after the group stages. I think Scotland's in with England and Japan, which are one of the two favourites to win it. So
you got the kilt?
Well, we'll have the kilt.
What do you have underneath?
Absolutely nothing.
Come on.
Simple as that. So now we're going to go out and support the ladies. Listen, nowadays it isn't women, it's no men. We're all in this together, and as a country, we must keep on supporting our acts. And certainly,
gays flowing in Scotland.
I don't know the words to that song. I'm not patriotic whatsoever. And what I also must say, I will not be going over to France to watch it. I was just saying that for good measure.
You'd suck me in there.
I just sometimes go half in one, but I'm not actually going out to France. We had a few of the coaches. We're going to go and try catch a couple of Scotland games if we get there in time. That's it.
Kev, any other manager of the year? I think Ross County have done really well as well this year, joint managers.
But we go back to the Premier League. I quite like what Gary Holt's done.
Because he got the
job after taking over Kenny Miller. And for a guy that walks about with a Kilmarnock tattoo in his leg, to keep an off team in that league's incredible.
I'll be going for awards. I'm going to be a singer. And I'm going to... trust me the new. Trust
Last
me the
week
new.
It was acting.
No. I gave up the acting. Trust me right now when I say this. At Christmas, I'm going to be
number one.
I'm going to. I'm 100%. I'm going to be releasing a single, and the ball's rolling already. There you go.
What's it going to be called?
What's the other Bloodlines? You sing.
I'm great at that one. That will be on.
This is the end of the season. Go on, Dale's never heard it.
Where's all my good girls?
Oh, aye.
Where's all my bad girls? I'm tired.
You should be a snarling.
I like it when you do that. I'm talking.
But that will be kept for the album, and the album only. My single will have.
When does it drop?
It will drop. The word dream is in it. I can't say too much.
Will you beat Lewis Capaldi to number one?
Beat Lewis Capaldi and Jerry Cinnamon are meeting up.
Oh, imagine that as a three.
The three's going to meet up, and we're going to be talking about it all. See, to be honest, guys, I came on this show today just to have a laugh and attention. I don't give two shits about Scottish football. I can't stand it. The level of performances watching it should be banned for the TV. And I love her out there. I want to take her out.
We've got the new Cliff Richard.
Yeah! Right, start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. Where? New York, New York. These little town blues. Ooh. I long into stray.
Where did that come from?
I'm going wild.
That's the monster.
That's a monster.
Get a donut. Right.
I love it.
Nearly like that. William Hill, Scottish Cup final. Kev, who are we tipping for the Scottish Cup final?
My hearts would rule for hearts.
Yeah, my heart would be hearts.
But
right.
Ultimately, I think Celtic will be too good on the day. I think that the whole treble things, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. And Celtic fans want to, Celtic players want to get that over the line. So I would see Celtic maybe being a wee bit too strong. More down to so that Hearts are the only team with worse form than Celtic at this minute in time. So... it's going to be a bit interesting. It's a one-off game. Yeah. I still think Celtic will be too strong for
Celtic
Hearts.
For Kev.
Celtic. Second.
Dale, who are we going?
I couldn't disagree with that. I just think Celtic will have too much for Hearts, and you'll have Killie and Aberdeen in Europe.
Okay, brilliant. Final word, Slaney, Celtic or Hearts?
Well, it's easy. Hearts are a gang, so Celtic will clear up. 3-0 to Celtic. I'll be on the pitch, but me and Gary Locke will be fighting at the end of it. Is it Gary Lick or Gary Locke? I'm not using it. Listen, I don't know if it is Gary Lick or Gary Locke. I've never seen the guy play, so I ain't interested in calling his right name. We will be on the pitch.
Barry Locke,
is that his name? Aye, lovely guy, Gary. So that is, I think Celtic will clear up the 3-0 victory over Hearts, and it will be the treble. Who's going to be the man to come in and do the quadruple?
You can't do it unless you win the Champions League or UEFA Cup quadruple.
Aye. I'm fucked.
By the way, what a season it's been for Up and Go, eh? Great.
Brilliant.
Thanks for coming on, lads. It's been a pleasure.
And well done again with your awards.
No, but can I?
Cheers, mate. You're part of the show as well.
It's a show. It's a show.
It's a whole show. It's a whole show.
Oh, I heard that. I just
saw it was you. No, you're an award winner as well.
Celebrate then. We've got some 40 goals with me and you.
Right over at 40, let's go. Have you gone for a pint in the Furness?
I wish. I've got to go to work.
I've got a game. I've got a tie tonight at golf.
So, just me and you and mate again. Thanks for joining us.